Hello, everyone, and welcome to our show, Geeks Aware Podcast, where we talk about video games, movies, TV, comic books, technology, and TLDR, the Internet of Things. You can contact us at geeksarewired@gmail.com if you would like to do the emails. If you want to do the telephones, then you can call us or text us at 801-896-4335. The 4335 spells geek if you were curious and if you still roll that way. You can also be a patron on our Patreon at patreon.com/geeksarewired. You can, if you're a Patreon, you can get the podcast early, gain access to the Discords, channels, our specific ones. You can get Reddit Flare and anything else. Is that all?
Is that all? That's amazing.
That is amazing. And we've been doing, this has been going on for 7 years?
Yes.
Okay. I guess this show's been going on for 7 years.
I know.
I've been here for like a seventh of that.
Only one?
Only one. There can only be one. Oh, also, this is a podcast 364.
Yay!
Currently untitled.
Well, shall it be titled? The title that shall not be titled? Title McTitle Face?
The one without
title. Title that shall not be named?
I also realized, I was very disappointed I had to choose new team names. I realized I should chose Team McTeamface.
Team McTeamface.
I know! Isn't it the greatest team name?
I like it.
It was brought to my
attention.
Instead,
you guys chose a team.
No, it's a team.
Sorry, a
is
team.
Is it a team?
It's a team.
That's cute.
You're just a team?
Yep.
Anyways, back that the people I have no idea what we're talking about.
Well, some people may.
Some people might. And then some people get
some people know
that
about
I probably
the,
said that you picked that name.
Some people are, understanding the industry. When you do things, you have to pick team names.
Yeah.
It's just fun picking team names.
I'll give you
that.
It's better than
things.
My team's team name.
Listen, my team's name was almost the Browser Arousers.
I don't
voted
think
against it.
I don't think they would have let you have that anyways.
It was fun for a second.
This podcast was almost Podcast McPodface.
Serious?
No.
Oh.
No, that wasn't a thing then.
The
this podcast is older than that.
It's so old.
So 7 years, that would be what, 2012?
Yeah, sure.
Is that so what did you start around when the world was supposed to? No, you started before that.
Hmm.
When the world was supposed to end.
No.
According to the Mayan chart, which they read wrong, so you know, whatever. But
that's that what? At least the second time this century since
you
it was supposed to end?
Started when I moved here. Interesting. I've been here too long.
I'm old. My podcast is old. Heck, in podcast years, my podcast is ancient.
In dog years, your podcast is 49.
Ooh. Does that mean it dies next
year? Did I math right?
Oh, exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
Hopefully not. Wait. Yeah, I think so.
I have survived many podcasts. I've survived past many shows.
Not The Simpsons.
True. Actually, apparently not 2.5 Men either.
How long was that on?
No, apparently they're going to join one of the streaming networks.
Ew.
They're actually fighting over them, and I'm not sure exactly the details of who they're going to choose.
Ashton Kutcher?
Or if they're going to go back with...
Charlie?
Mm-hmm.
Charlie Sheen? I never liked that show. I thought it was too gross. Like, just... Did you like it?
Yeah, it was... at CBS. It was the only channel I really watched. It was before I... did cable cutting and then lost that channel.
One of my roommates binge watched all of it and apparently loved it, but I didn't really watch it at all. So
I just, the kid was really disrespectful, I thought, and that's not funny to me. I don't know.
It's fair.
But I also don't like the Listen Linda video. I think that kid needed to get popped in his mouth.
I mean, a lot of kids on the internet need to. Now more than ever, probably, but.
We never introduced ourselves.
Oh, hey. I'm Anthony.
Hi, Anthony.
We have a Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
Hello.
And we have a Bill.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, Bill.
And, there's just the three of us today.
Yeah.
The three amigos.
Ole. Is that wrong?
I don't know. We'll stick
with
it. I
don't know. Sure. We'll go with it.
They're Spanish, aren't they?
They were white.
Oh.
They were very American.
Oh my gosh, I was thinking of the Musketeers.
Oh,
I'm
yes.
so stupid.
No, that was that's a different group. Yes.
No, it's not the Tree Musketeers.
This is the, look up here. I got confused for a second. It's been a long day, okay?
Meh.
Oh my gosh.
The title is called... No, let's not do that. I'm not going to do that.
Well, on this.
How about what? Oh, are we going to start now?
Let's just go ahead and start.
What does that say?
So, CBS at...
I thought it said CES.
CES. CES, no, CBS. And Viacom are going to merge and reunify the Star Trek franchise.
Oh, does Viacom own...
The movie franchise. They own Paramount.
Does Viacom also own...
they own Paramount.
And Nickelodeon?
That's CBS.
Really?
Well, they used to be together. They split up in 2006.
But, okay, so this is the will they, won't they stay together
forever. Oh, so
forever.
This is Exxon Mobil all over again, huh?
So,
except for in the television sector. Not
especially where everyone was like all sorts of excited. So they broke apart previously.
Mm-hmm.
So, for yeah.
Monopolization reasons or?
No, the CEO was changing. And they're like, well, why don't we split up? And they split the movie. I could see maybe preparation for it. What's funny is that it seems like the industry will allow this merger because of how much they, you know, how much or how little power they have that they need to come together to be part of the big stuff. Which was also interesting with this is how much of it is that they own of the movie industry. So there's also like how much Disney owns. So Disney.
Oh, yeah. CBS owns Star Trek. Do they own all of Star Trek or just TV? Star Trek.
CBS owns TV broadcast rights to Star Trek in the U.S.
Okay.
That's why.
Oh, that's right.
That's why you can't watch it on Amazon Prime or Amazon or Netflix in
or the
U.S.
Netflix.
So.
Not without doing other shenanigans.
The largest share of TV or U.S. TV audience, not just broadcast, but all television shows.
Is those two? Or?
Is CBS Viacom now.
Oh.
Disney. No, you were saying...
Nickelodeon.
You said Verizon. Verizon is...
For some reason, I thought Verizon and Viacom were like knitted together, but I guess they're not.
I thought there was somebody else. I don't know. They might be...
Nickelodeon.
But also realize that Viacom also owns a part of the Warner companies, because this is also when they broke up. So when they merged last time, that's when they created the WB network, which used to be UPN and... the CW network, which used to be UPN and WB network.
What about Kids WB?
That was all... It's all
I'm
WB.
I'm being dumb. Okay, go.
Yeah, but Disney... So Disney has... So Fox still owns 14% of all broadcasts.
Can you move your mouse? Thank you.
The better.
I was trying to read the thing under the arrow.
But this is also not Fox. Disney bought Fox. This is Broadcast Fox. Because Disney couldn't buy Broadcast Fox because Disney owns ABC.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you can't. And one company can own multiple broadcast companies.
Because then it would be
they
a monopoly?
Would it's kind of a monopoly because there's only, ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, and technically CW. But I guess CBS and CW are not justified enough if CBS owns WB now. So I guess it's just the big four.
So it's like the cell phone companies.
Yeah. The idea was that one company can't own all the broadcast news and mm-hmm. blah, blah, and so forth.
They're going to make a animated series, Star Trek, on Nickelodeon.
Interesting.
But this also means that now Viacom and CBS are together. Maybe CBS Premium isn't such a terrible idea now.
Maybe not.
Mm.
Yeah, they have sci-fi. Or no, they have The Outer Limits, which I thought about subscribing to. They have Star Trek, obviously.
Yeah.
Which I admit, I am slightly interested in Picard.
The Picard series?
Yes.
Yeah, I am too.
So CBS All Access, is that like HBO Go, kind of?
Yeah.
So then you would be able to watch Star Trek on that.
Correct. Because okay. That's the only way you can watch Star Trek, the new Star Trek shows, is through the behind the paywall.
Okay.
Well.
That mic is directional, by the way. You have to talk into it.
Okay,
you can't
sorry.
Talk on the side.
Ooh.
Just so you know.
Okay, sorry. Interesting.
So, it's kind of interesting. Kind of happy about this. They might be able to Though I kind of wish they would just play happy together and
everybody get along without having to buy each other out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything is money, though.
Yeah, capitalism.
Content is king.
And then is there another one that you wanted to talk about?
Yeah, there is.
Disney I guess, Plus.
So, I guess well, this is a couple, well, it's a week old, but it goes along with it. Disney Plus. So Disney released their $12.99 package, which is the price of the more popular Netflix package. And you get Disney Plus, ESPN Plus, and the Hulu commercial version for $12.99.
How much is the commercial version of Hulu again?
The commercial version is...
Like the one with commercials, not the Enterprise edition of Hulu, if that even exists.
$5.99 a month. So Disney Plus is $6.99, ESPN Plus is $4.99, and Hulu with ads is $5.99. So this saves you $5.
So does this mean that a lot of the Disney stuff that's on Netflix is going to go away?
Correct.
Yes.
That is so dumb.
The contract is ended, and there's no more new stuff coming out on it, but they get to keep for their contractual obligation on it. And it's, what, September, I think is what it was?
Yeah, so we had this nice era of... Netflix Everything. Ruled all, and then now it's going back to how the television networks were, but on the internet.
That stinks. Everything's going to get astronomical.
Yep. Until
and you're going to have to pay for like 17 different subscriptions, though.
What you do is you pick and choose when you want to watch things, so you wait till the show goes off the air.
That's so
annoying,
though.
And you pull the Netflix thing anyways by subscribing to this service, binge your stuff, and then walk away.
Then that's when they're going to realize we're doing that and start making contracts, like Dish and all
and
of
it's
them.
And it also killed a lot of those companies, too. They had to start competing.
This is depressing.
So people without contracts, you start walking towards them.
That was dumb.
Don't poke yourself in the eye.
I didn't poke myself in the eye. This is Minty. I had some of it on my finger.
And then you rubbed your eye?
I rubbed my eye.
I got some jalapeno for you, too. You want
no.
You want some jalapeno eye drops?
You go away. Why?
Well, it's kind of like the cell phone companies, like T-Mobile doesn't have a contract anymore.
And a lot of them don't anymore.
Oh, they don't?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Just as long as you pay off the
pay
off the phone. But some of them are pushing it past the 2-year to pay off the phone because cell phone being like $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
No one's
or $2,000 if you buy the Fold, which will be out soon.
Keep telling yourself that.
The Fold?
The Fold, the Samsung.
I'm not going to say what I'm going to say. I'll tell you after.
Okay. There's a Samsung
actually,
will one day release a Fold.
Hey, editing magic. Press the two.
You really have
press
to.
Press the two vertical parallel
You're
arrows.
You're making this complicated.
Yes, please.
Why don't we just talk about it later?
No, let's just do it now because I'm going to forget. Hello.
So Disney.
Yes.
Or Bob Iger was talking about with their services.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of people are like, oh, that you can't buy the Hulu ad free version with this package. You're stuck with this. Bob Iger officially came out and said, this is the package that they have announced.
The basic plan.
They are not going to talk. They haven't decided what there's going to be anything else. We have months. They may or may not have additional packages later announced or when it finally drops.
Even then, though, like, it's still you're still saving money.
Well, that's if you do those things. Like, I can care less about ESPN.
That's fair.
Disney Plus, I'm slightly interested in.
What they're
in.
Trying to do here is Disney for the kids, ESPN for the adults.
Dads, mostly,
probably
just sexist,
dads.
Sorry.
There are some girls who like sports. Actually, I know quite a few who
I
really
like watching
sports
when someone tells me what's happening.
I watch sports once a year.
They're making a left turn.
The commercials.
They're making a left turn. That's a NASCAR thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm making
I was like,
fun of how, for you people who like NASCAR, I'm sorry. That was insensitive of me. Anyways. And then the other one, Hulu, for the people who just like watching TV shows that Hulu owns. I think it's a good, well-rounded package, especially if you have a family. I think. It makes sense.
But can't you get, like, ESPN on Amazon, too?
For now.
Yeah, it's probably going to go away. And it might not be the, live streaming or whatever else stuff.
I think the only one who will keep Amazon, ESPN, will be, Sling. Not Sling. Roku. Because Roku, you can pay, like, connect the streams to it.
Oh.
Because they're more of a set-top box. They're not necessarily... I don't think they get any money out of you connecting it.
Hmm.
They might get, like, a commission. But they don't get, like, a 30% fee like Apple does if you buy subscriptions through them.
Do you remember when Netflix first came out and you could, like, just have the DVD sent to your house?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I saw something on the internet the other day that was
you
like...
Still, can you still?
You can.
Can you?
It's not through Netflix, but it's through, like, a sister company.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's through them. It's just a secondary... It's a different company now.
But, like, kids these days don't believe people when they're like, I used to... Back in the day, I used to have the DVD sent to my house.
They probably don't believe you when you say that you used to also have to go to the video store before that existed.
Dude, that was fun.
You can still do that.
I mean, in some places.
My hometown has a video store.
Our
we have one. Yeah, we have one.
I know
we used to
do.
Have two.
My hometown also has a video store, but that's because they
your
don't
hometown
have a
is like too small
Listen.
For a red box.
Listen, they wanted a red box,
but then the church
no,
fought
no, no,
against
no, no,
it.
No.
No,
they,
no, the,
they didn't want to pay for the licensing.
The
fee.
Common sense.
So they got the off-brand red box.
Do you remember we had a blue box here? Or it was the blue cube is There's, what it was called at Fred Meyer.
So did ISU.
Did they?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
So Common Sense used to have the red, used to have red box, mm-hmm. the red box. And
the one and only.
Yes. They decided because Redbox said, we wanted all Common Sense. They said, no. They said, all or none. They're saying, nope, none. Walked away from it. So you have to go to Maverick now.
Mm, Maverick's better anyway.
Nah.
You don't think so?
It's like a gas Maverick, station.
Man. Oh, I
Still,
just really like their slushies.
They have also good, like, deli food, too.
Depends. There's better than others.
I'm just saying. Do you like the Tornados or Tornadoes?
Oh,
or
you're talking about Common Sense.
No,
Maverick.
Maverick
really?
Has those.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
They also have, like, burritos, and you can get little mini tacos, which are amazing.
They have really good salads, too.
They have salads,
too. So there's a hit or miss. I think they got smaller and more expensive, though.
The salads?
Yes.
Well, I haven't eaten one in a minute, so I wouldn't
know. They
also
got lots of drink choices, although the one at by our work stopped stocking the white label Mountain Dew.
They have zero drink choices I like.
That's because you don't like, you're not.
I don't like Perrier.
You're not,
Le Perrier.
You're not human anymore.
Oh.
You and your seltzer water.
You and your cyborgness.
Hey, I don't have it on it right now.
Oh.
It was dying. That and.
Hey,
it was
I'm going to get one of those.
It was, the thing I'm talking about is the upright go to. Anyways, it was dying because it kept vibrating so much. Because it kept.
You should, yeah, keep explaining it.
Yeah, the posture, like, it's supposed to be a posture corrector.
It's an Apple product, right?
No.
Oh, it's not?
No, you can pair it with anything.
Oh.
Well, with anything
Wait,
that has an app.
That's the one that I sent you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
They just sell it on there,
oh,
if you want.
Well, I'm silly. Yeah, I want to get one. Me and Anthony both suffer from slouching all the time.
I'm slouching right now.
I am too. But when you slouch, the little thing, adhesives? What's the word? Adhives to your back?
It sticks
adheres.
To your... It adheres.
Adheres
to your, that is the word for it.
Listen, I knew the word. I'm tired.
Otherwise, it sticks to your back.
Yeah, it sticks to your back. And if you slouch, then it vibrates so that within 2 weeks, you're supposed to be standing up straight.
I don't know if I'm going to believe that, but it'll
Look,
help.
Look, improve your posture in 14
well,
days.
Well, it's the idea of creating a habit to constantly, you know, oh, sit up straight, stand up straight.
It also integrates with Apple Health Kit, too. So Apple Health has... It logs it as mindfulness, whatever that means.
Being aware of your...
Yeah, that's fair.
Personal self.
Also, slightly... well, I guess I can keep talking about this. I didn't actually look too much into this. I know it has multiple sensors, but I don't know what they do. I do know that when I had it on today, we have a meeting room where the laptop is just far enough out of the way that I have to like slouch to get into it. And it was vibrating like crazy, and I was like, okay, I can't drive anymore. Someone else do it. It was annoying. Because it just kept vibrating.
Yeah.
It was annoying.
Well, maybe they should make the cords longer in the meeting room.
I agree.
Because if people have to, that's like workman's comp right there.
Yeah. Well, that's the other thing, is a lot of places where you're supposed to sit with your hands at a certain, even if you can get the desk at the right level for your hands, usually your monitors are too low or too high.
Mm. Mine have adjustable stands.
And always been not... incorrect.
I just sit like cross-legged in my chair, so I don't think anything would be better than what I do. So it's 30 hours.
Which I think that's if it doesn't vibrate that much.
So it's the better posture you have.
It was half dead today when I started, and it's basically dead now.
Well, so. I'm excited to get mine because adhesive.
Adhesive? Yes. Yeah, the new one has better adhesive. It's also smaller. Has better battery life.
And I couldn't even see it under like his shirt. So
It does have a blinky LED, but you probably won't see that unless you're wearing a really thin shirt for some reason, or you have a shirt that's cut low in the back.
Oh, that will be harder for our lady friends that wear lower
shirts.
Yeah,
it's not really a problem for me. Unless you just don't care. Like, I was kind of excited to tell people that I'm a cyborg today.
Well, people walk by me and smack me and tell me to stand up straight anyway. Ted did it to me today. Stand up straight. Yeah.
Probably because of Anthony's new toy. It's like, oh, hey, everyone think about...
No, he didn't know about that till three. Oh. When I was complaining about it in the meeting.
Oh, I thought he knew about when he got...
Unless you guys talked
snapped.
About it whenever I left.
Oh. Might have slightly vaguely...
Anyways. So that's
I'm
cool.
excited, though. Because I have horrible
so
posture.
So you think the $100 one is better than the $80
one? The $100 one is... better in that the battery's better. Has multiple sensors, though I'm not quite sure what that means. Like, I know what it means, but I mean, I don't know what it means.
You don't know what the sensors do?
Yes. Because I think they do the same thing. Maybe it's just better at telling it. And it has a much better adhesive. So, because in the, like, if you look at the Amazon reviews on the first one, people are talking about it, how it always, it's fallen off a lot. Which is something you don't want something like this expensive to fall off.
No.
Like, yeah. if it falls off and it goes on the ground, fine, whatever. It's light enough where it won't get hurt. But you probably won't notice it falling off because it's light.
So you're saying tuck your shirt in.
Tuck it in or...
So it comes with multiple adhesives that you can... Okay.
And you can buy more.
Yeah, and the adhesive lasts for about 10 times.
Oh.
Nice. Is it
also if you're
water resistant?
Is it what?
Water resistant?
Oh, no, not really.
Because I'm a person that's going to get into the shower with it on.
No, it's not.
Whale poop.
It's also like they say don't use it when you're working out because the sweat will make it fall off.
And I'm very sweaty when I work out. It's disgusting.
So just don't wear it when you work out. Like, it's mostly used for...
Hey, look, buy one, get... You should have told me, and we could have bought them together,
I didn't
Antigone.
Know that.
You can get 35% off when you buy two.
Send yours back.
Wait, there's a triple bundle.
Oh, my gosh. We need a third person. Who else do we know that slouches?
I don't know.
I'm trying to think of everybody that we work with.
I only know of you.
I know, and I'm so bad.
Actually, more so. You want somebody who slouches who actually cares and wants to do
it. It's not so much that it cares. Like, for me, I care because it hurts me.
Yes.
Yeah, mine hurt. But also, we don't want to ask somebody to do it that doesn't know that they slouch and then hurt their feelings. Yeah. Like, hey, we noticed that you've got a little bit of a hunchback like myself.
I know, Bob. Bob, he slouches so much.
Who's...
Just Bob.
I'm glad you got that.
Okay. Took me 7 seconds, but whatever.
If you name somebody's name, just name Bob.
I'm mad that I didn't actually
what about
look at
Bob?
The website.
I know, you could have actually, like, got in on, like...
Saved a lot of money.
Saved some dough.
Look, two of them.
I could get,
or
yeah.
Or three of them
for
the price.
You should have bought
three
and then sold
two
of them.
Yeah, we could have done
that. You could have tricked us.
I could have. I'm not that kind of person, though.
Same. Maybe.
So, yeah, it sounds like we'll put a link to their website in the show notes. We're not making any money off of this. It's just a fun
for funsies.
Thing. Yeah.
Funsies.
So you can go through their website.
I think it's, yeah, you may as well add this to the show
notes. We should do a before and after picture of our posture.
That'd
you're making
be
me think
idea.
About it now. I'm like, sub straight back.
I'm too tall. I have to lean over.
You picked the wrong mic. That's why.
I like this one.
Okay. You stuff more things underneath it then.
It's fine.
I don't know where all the other boxes
are. It's fine for now. But that's part of the reason why I slouch is because I've always been super tall and Like, my ex-husband was way shorter than me, so I'm like, I gotta slouch to be the same height as
him. The world is shorter around you.
Yeah.
I have no reason to slouch. I just do it.
It's all good. We all have our things.
Anyways, did you add this to the show notes?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Another thing to add to the show notes.
And you could have got 10% off if you would have just come to the website and filled out the email, too.
We're just making him feel worse and worse.
Just send it back, start all over. Make somebody else order it, though.
Anyways.
What were you going
to
say?
Related to the fitness stuff, I got the... what is it called?
We don't know. You got it, not us.
Know.
You know what I'm talking about. You do. The Fitbit
Versa?
Wear thingy.
We got news about that, though.
Oh, the scale?
Yeah, the scale.
Oh, you got the Fitbit scale.
Yeah, I got the second version.
Yes.
The second edition.
Do you like it?
Yeah. I weighed myself last night. It was like, are you this person? I'm like, yes. And then I weighed myself like an hour later. It was like, unknown, your guest. Your guest. I had to go in and reassociate my weight to it.
Was it off by a lot?
It was off by like 2 pounds.
Okay, what did you eat?
But no, 2 pounds shouldn't do it. Like 10 is usually the break point.
I don't know. I think it was also how I stood on it, too. Like, I don't think I had my full, like, my weight situated, like, the same way the first time.
I hate your scale. Let's go with that. Because I have the first gen one, and as long as I'm within 10 pounds, it goes...
No, yeah. I think it's fine. Like, this morning when I weighed it, it was like... Because does yours do a icon-based thing, too?
What do you mean?
Like, whenever you weigh yourself, after the weight comes up, it has, like, a little icon. To associate yourself with a certain person?
Mine throws up my initials. It throws up initials.
Oh. So, on mine... Let me
I have the first... Okay, so I should probably explain. I have the first gen Fitbit scale.
I have the second gen one. I'm not connected to your Wi-Fi, Bill.
I have a scale at work.
Oh, hey,
that I borrow.
Can you put in that password? Did you change it?
No.
Can you just put it in?
He got a new phone because he broke his
screen. Oh, yeah.
What was saying was an
incorrect password. Last time I gave it to you, your phone gave it to everything.
So? Just everything I owned, not everybody else's.
You said you could probably figure it out, too. It's really actually really funny that your phone didn't... You got a new iPhone and it didn't transfer the information
over. No, it should have. It just didn't. Anyways,
I think I actually typed in the wrong password.
Aria 2. Yeah, you did.
Its name's Aria?
Aria? It's A-R-I-A.
I thought it was Aria. Yes, like Game of Thrones.
I was gonna...
slightly different.
But it's been around long.
Hey, hey, buddy, you want to put the password in again?
Oh
yeah, let's just do this one.
No.
Well, I have not been weighing myself, and I've been eating way too much, so I've probably gained like 5 pounds in the last month. Which is sad, because I worked really hard to lose it. But I did go running last night.
Yeah, really late.
Really late.
All right, try it again. It didn't let me select.
The thing actually came up. All right, so if I go into...
No, you got select your Wi-Fi again. Your Wi-Fi.
My Wi-Fi?
Your Wi-Fi. I didn't put it in the password.
It has bars, though.
Oh, that's weird now.
You got to talk about the skill because I want to talk about the burger.
Okay, I'll talk about the skill. So recent weigh-ins.
Okay, we got to talk about the how to tell if you're healthy, how to tell if you're
on
unhealthy.
On the right side, see my name? See how it has that little rocket?
Oh, yeah.
That comes up whenever, like this morning it came up and it was like this, that icon with a question mark, and then you tap on the, like, do you know how a PS4 controller works? They have that touchpad on it? For people who play PS4, they have a touchpad that's on the, like, in between where the start and select buttons used to be. Yeah, in the center. On a lot of games, if you click on the left, it does one thing. If you click on the right, it does one thing. They usually turn it into two buttons.
Okay.
Anyways, the scale's like that, too. So if you tap on the right with your foot, you basically are saying, no, that's not me. Or if you tap on your left, it says, yes, that's me. Or it might be the other way around. I don't remember. But I think over time, it will slowly, like, actually understand who I am after a while.
So the first version, all you have to do is you just tap on it.
Yeah.
No. It doesn't matter where you tap or anything. You just, like... Oh, it says guest. You just start tapping on it, and it goes through, like, did you mean this person? No. Do you mean this person? No. If you have multiple people, so you just, like, and if it signs a name by accident, like, somebody just weighs close to you, you tap it until it says guest, and then, or you go into your phone afterwards and delete the scale. Wait.
Also, iOS 13, since I'm on the subject, I'm not on the subject, but, So you know how Bill was mad about this. So you know how if you hold down on the Wi-Fi, it doesn't do anything? Mm-hmm. It does stuff now.
Well, I'm going to check that out then. Because that was really annoying. Because Android had was miles above
same
that.
Same with
the
Bluetooth.
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 I used to have a Bluetooth speaker that like sounded like it was made in another country by a deaf woman. And it would say, the Bluetooth wireless is ready to play. But it would say, the Bluetooth wireless. It was a funny joke at my house.
Actually, my headphones, the button apparently got pushed and held on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it changed language to Mandarin on me. And I'm like, I don't know what this is saying. I don't know. Like, I don't know the instructions of this thing.
You should have asked
Anna. So I did.
Actually,
you did?
I totally did. Like, what is this saying? And she's like, has the thing. It was still, even the accent on it was enough that she had to listen to it a few times. Like, okay, so this means it's on. This means it's off. I'm like, I bet if I was to like hold these buttons and, you know, down in a certain way or just start mashing on buttons, they will, you know.
Go back to English.
Yeah.
Please.
So it did. I got it. Speaking of mashing on buttons, so you know how you go to the gas station and it just starts, they start blaring advertisements at you?
What? No.
So if you go to a gas station.
Maverick does this too.
Yeah, there's a screen and there's really loud noise. Maverick actually doesn't have the screen because usually it's the ones that have the screen that are advertising something at you.
Maverick is just advertising like Maverick stuff.
Yeah, just over
his
the regular
is
speaker.
Advertising like real advertisements.
Okay.
Like anyway. There's a screen, but there'll be a screen.
Mm-hmm.
So what you can do is you can push buttons. Like you just start pushing. There's like 8 buttons. You start pushing the buttons. One of them usually just mutes it. It's really annoying. So,
this is
I was at a gas station, and I started pushing buttons. I'm like, just shut up. It just annoys me. Just like, no. Yeah, well, actually, it wouldn't even let me, like, it starts advertising while I'm trying to do the card transaction. I'm like, oh, fine, I'll finish the card transaction, because I don't want to push any buttons by, accidentally screw this up. Got through, pumping gas. Okay, start pushing buttons. Nothing. Push all 8 buttons at the exact same time. I go into maintenance mode on the pump. I'm like, it's still
oops,
pumping gas. I'm like, exit. It actually was like, you know, sales canceled. Go in, talk to all this, or not sales canceled. Or do you want to pay? It's still pumping gas.
You're
at
like,
this point.
Bye.
Well, I was thinking, I was like, oh, if it fails, I guess I'll go in and pay it. Went in. I'm like, it told me to come in. He's like, must be out of paper. Prints off a receipt. I'm charged. I'm like, the machine yelled at me saying that I had to pay still.
It was so mad at you for pushing all of its buttons.
I know. It literally pushed all of its buttons.
It was fed up.
So that's something else.
That was a fun day.
Which
were
I
you
also,
there when you
yeah, yes, he was. So that's something else.
That was the second time I tried to go to IF to fix my iPhone.
Ah.
I feel like that should be something that should not be as accessible.
Yeah,
that.
Like there should be a passcode or something.
Yeah, because I walked right in. Like I could have kept going instead. I was like, no, I don't want to be here. I just want my gas and I don't want to go to jail.
Now you just like gave it away to all the listeners.
Good. They should fix it.
Yeah.
Slightly related. Back whenever kiosks in movie theaters becoming a thing, like to order the tickets.
Uh-huh.
There was a movie theater down in Ogden in like Tinseltown, like by where Fat Cats is. Do any of you guys know where that is?
Literally have no idea what you're talking
anyways
about.
So they had this touchscreen interface that they just had a row of screens that you could mess with. I found out that if you like put one of your hands on it and like did like all 5 fingers kind of in a like you're holding a ball like a baseball or something,
mm-hmm,
and then you just put them all on the screen and then just like swiped all of them away, it would crash. So I did that on all of them. When I was like, I wasn't very old when I did this, so.
Like,
today
how old
me
were
probably
you?
Wouldn't have done that, but I might have still. That's what I'm saying.
So before we get into your Whopper.
Oh, you guys.
One light. Well, we're on the Fitbit.
Me.
Can't get to the Whopper
so
yet.
I just noticed this. Apparently, the Fitbit is, the Versa, is on sale.
Because they're trying to get rid of all the old ones.
Did you tell Anna? Because her birthday?
Well, she's also hesitant. She's actually thinking about it, too.
Because she wants a new one.
Maybe. So the new one has been announced. It was leaked last week. Images were leaked. And it comes with Madame A built into it.
Ah.
So they're competing against the Apple Watch. So they are a smart... They're a pedometer with many smartwatch features, and they're definitely growing in that feature list.
Nice.
So they're working with Amazon.
So Anna wants to wait?
Well, there wasn't a date before. Today there's a date. Nice. Literally today. And it's September 15th. It's coming out.
That's so not too far away.
It has, yeah, it's, it has...
Sorry, one month.
Month, dude.
It has an OLED screen, which the original Versa didn't. It has Amazon's Assistant, or Madam A, what I call it, so we don't trigger it.
I think he triggered it once already, actually.
No, I said Madam A.
Earlier?
Yes.
He did. Are you...
All right.
I am voted. Pro at that.
I got voted off.
They say it has a 4-day battery life. I think Amazon's Assistant would be the only reason. Oh, and also the bezel is smaller. Or not smaller. Yes,
it's the
bezel still is
smaller. Not that, based on the pictures, it's still not that small.
It isn't. But it's small enough that they apparently took off the Fitbit logo off the front. Hmm. Yeah. With the...
Mine doesn't. This one doesn't have it.
No, it's the Versus. Talking about the Versus.
I know. I'm just surprised that they put that on that and not on the smaller ones where it would actually fit.
Yeah.
I don't think it's ever been on the smaller ones.
Maybe that's why they're actually taking it off. So this may be good with the company.
I don't know. I still wish they'd go back to just like dedicated health trackers. Oh. Personally, but.
So with that. So the Fitbit, so they're saying, like, somebody else is saying 170. Yeah, it's 170, though, down from 200, if you want it now, without...
Waiting for the new one.
Without Amazon's Assistant.
Which, it may not even be that good of an integration. Like, I don't know, like, do you need the Amazon app? The Madam A app, I mean?
Probably.
Or will it work? Or will you connect it through Fitbit and then have it as an integration?
It'll be interesting what they come up with.
How, it got leaked because someone asked.
I'm pretty sure they leaked it on their own.
Nice.
So usually there was no announcements coming up. It leaked last week. Usually within leaking, it's announced within a month for a lot of stuff that happens like this. Nobody saw anything official. So this, actually, they didn't go to an event and say, hey, we're releasing it. They just went, like, we're just dropping it right now.
And I'm pretty sure, like, and a couple other, like, people on the internet agree with this, is that they leaked it, quote-unquote, because their Q2 earnings sucked.
Yeah. They're having problems.
So.
Is it because they're not a smartwatch, though? Is that why?
That's pretty much. I think that's the biggest thing, is they're being compared against smartwatches because they're not full smartwatch. Mm. So they actually do have some... Like, they're a pedometer with smart features. And
I'm just saying, when their stock was the best, all they had were the old-style Fitbits.
But so. That's not what people want anymore, though.
I mean,
that's what I want.
I love my Versa, and the biggest reason why I love... And so they say 4-day battery life. They also say something like that for the Versas. I still get, like, 7 days of it.
That's awesome.
And that's the biggest reason why I don't want to go with a full-on smartwatch.
But I think that you guys forget that not everybody is, like, as techie, as smart as you guys. So when they see them, they're like, oh, they're the same shape.
Oh.
They must be the same.
No. Don't you know we're wearing the same watch?
Yeah.
His Apple watch and my Versa.
Especially now since I changed the band to match my Fitbit.
Oh, that's hilarious.
But no, people actually have come up to me like, oh, hey, is that an Apple watch?
Well, when I've had my old Fitbit, I don't even remember which one it was. Blaze, I think.
Yeah.
And people would ask if it was an Apple Watch. I'm like, no, it's just a Fitbit.
It's not even generally the same
but
shape.
I know. It's like that one was really square shaped, too.
And we're losing the two buttons. On the Versa, we're losing the two buttons on the side. But all that did was like kind of push things through or have a jump to the first
screen set
of feature. Mm-hmm. So I could jump to the weather or...
So does it only have one button or does it have none?
It only has one button.
See, they're trying to make it look like... an Apple Watch.
Technically, it has two. But really just one and the other
one. With the Apple Watch?
Yeah, it only has the one button and then the digital crown, which acts like a button.
Yeah.
In some cases. So yeah, I would agree that they're probably going after it, though. It's kind of weird that they don't have a way to... I don't know. I feel like they would either have something like this, because this isn't something exclusive to the Apple Watch. A lot of Android Wear watches
have... A twisty
knob? Yeah. Like, that's just a feature of a watch.
But I can just swipe on my watch. Like, it's all face control.
You can, but controlling the volume with this is way nicer.
See, that's the thing, is my watch, the only thing I can really control is songs. So on my phone. So you can either download songs to this one, because, you know, the original one, you could download songs or Pandora to it. But then I like the idea of just controlling the items from my watch that are being played on my phone.
Yeah. And that's what this does, too. Like, it adjusts this being the Apple Watch, it adjusts the volume on the phone.
I guess that wouldn't be terrible.
But it can also adjust the volume coming from the Apple Watch if your Bluetooth headphones are directly connected to it, which is a thing it can do.
I've been listening to music at work so many times, and my watch rubs against something, and then all of a sudden I'm like blaring.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God.
To fix that, I made it to where anything, like if I leave it on a screen for more than 3 minutes, it goes back to the home screen.
Oh.
Because I was doing that a lot.
I should do that. Oh, maybe that's why my battery goes dead so fast.
Probably.
How long does yours last?
I have to charge mine almost every single day.
So do I.
If I don't charge it at night, then I have to charge it midday during the work day.
Well, and I've heard a lot of people just do it like while they're in the shower.
Yeah.
But I would forget to put it back on.
Well, that's where you get the habit.
You remember after a while.
Posture, habit. Put watch back on after shower.
You know how long it took me to remember to wear deodorant as a child? I had to call my mom so many times in sixth grade. Mom, I'm sick. And then she'd come get me, and it was really just because I forgot to put deodorant on. It took a long time.
You should just put deodorant in your backpack.
Okay, so then my mom figured out that's what was happening, so then she gave me a deodorant for my locker. So
there you go.
Yeah. That's it. I'll just get one watch for home, one watch for work. That's how we'll solve this. Are we going to talk about my burger now?
Yeah.
Hey, Bill, what's on the...
Apparently,
what's next?
I have... This is actually... Well, okay, we'll go with this. I might have some side topic.
Okay, guys. Listen to this. For you vegetarians/vegans out there...
Or curious people.
Or vegan curious.
Yes.
Burger King has a new Impossible Whopper. It's totally vegetarian. It doesn't have any meat.
Is it vegetarian or vegan?
Listen, it's vegetarian. Because also, if you're a vegetarian that does not eat eggs, it's not for you because they hold it is held together with egg.
Is a vegetarian. It's not vegan.
It's not vegan.
Okay.
No.
It's also not vegan because they cook it on the same grill as the normal.
Yes, and if you don't ask specifically for it to be like strictly vegetarian, they'll put mayo on it, which also has eggs in it.
I think that's disgusting just on burgers in general.
What?
I don't like mayo on
mayonnaise
stuff either.
Mayonnaise
is heaven.
I used to really like it.
Lard that's just gunk in your mouth.
But I'm on the bandwagon of mayo doesn't belong on a burger. But if that's your thing, go for it. I don't care.
But for those of us who don't eat meat, and if you've ever had the veggie burger that Burger King has right now, it's disgusting. I love vegetables. That's like pretty much all I eat. And I've had this conversation with a vegan and a vegetarian, and they both also don't like the veggie burger that they have right now. There's like chunks of carrot and stuff in it. Like you can literally see, I don't know. It just is not good.
It's carrot cake, but
yeah, it's disgusting. But anyway, so.
Except for carrot cake's good.
But if you don't eat something that was made with meat, then you wouldn't be able to eat this. But I'm really excited. And I saw a commercial for it when I was running last night on the treadmill. That people, they were giving them to people and they couldn't tell. So I'm assuming it's probably similar to like the Carl's Jr.
Or even just the original Impossible Burger.
What's the original Impossible Burger?
The Impossible Burger. It's like literally that's the franchise that started it all.
Oh.
Yeah.
So this one, they've
just finally gotten it to where producing it at scale is economical.
But also Burger King, their version of it includes egg because the original Impossible Burger does not.
Does it just include egg to help hold it together? Is that what you said?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. I eat Morningstar burgers, and some of them you can't even tell. Like, well, I mean, I can't. I'm sure.
But it's still Carl's Jr. Burger King. Are they still like 1,000 calories?
Probably.
I don't know. I mean.
Because, yeah. Yes, you can go to these places and spend like $2 on a burger and 2,000 calories later also. Yeah.
But it's just nice because, you know, like when my kids want to go get something to eat. At McDonald's or Burger King, I always just end up getting fries.
Yeah.
So it's nice to have something besides that. But anyway, I'm really excited about it.
630 calories for the Impossible Burger.
Just eat half of it.
But does that include the mayonnaise? Does that include the mayonnaise?
I think it would because you have to specifically ask for it not to be on it.
Yeah.
So all I know is the classic Whopper has 660 calories compared to the 630 Impossible Whopper.
There's not really any difference.
It's perfect. It's like you're on a diet.
But it's better than 10% off.
I bought one time they were doing this like sourdough chicken kind of thing. So it was crispy chicken on sourdough with like something else on it. Just the burger itself was 1,200 calories.
Yeah. No, you want to talk about eating out? No, that's my biggest thing.
Doesn't include the fries, which their fries are a lot of calories too.
And also, a serving size of fries is only 10 fries.
Depends on the place.
For BK.
I think for Burger King it's 10.
Okay.
Like Freddy's, it's probably 20.
I think it's more than 20.
It's a bucket.
Listen, I love Freddy's fries.
I do too.
Because they're from Wichita, my hometown. Oh. But also because you can like eat them like you're shoveling them in your mouth.
Yes.
With a whole bunch of fry sauce on there, right?
Yes.
Yes.
And
that's why I miss Eat Fresh.
Oh, I forgot about Eat Fresh.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Sad.
I ate too much lunch today, so I had to have a small dinner, and now we're talking about so much food.
I had shrimp.
Oh. What kind of shrimp?
Fast food shrimp.
It was from Arctic Circle.
Oh.
Hey, it's actually pretty
popcorn
good.
Popcorn shrimp.
It was popcorn.
Fried
it was
shrimp.
Jumbo popcorn shrimp.
How can you have jumbo popcorn shrimp?
Sorry. Jumbo breaded shrimp.
Okay.
The word popcorn got stuck in my head, and then I just went with it for some reason.
Because we're going to the movies after this.
I might have something to do with it.
Do something to review next week?
Huh?
Yes.
What movie?
We're going to go see The Lion King.
Okay, have fun with that.
What do you mean, have fun with that?
I think I'm a cynic.
I think I'm getting tired of Disney's
remakes.
Live CGI
this
remakes.
This is the first one I've seen.
You didn't see Beauty and the Beast?
Maleficent?
No, I didn't. Oh. I didn't see that either.
Maleficent is really good.
Okay, no, Maleficent isn't a pure remake, though.
Okay,
these are, like, literal remakes.
You didn't like Beauty and the Beast?
No, I did like Beauty and the Beast. But I'm just like the idea. The Jungle Book was really good.
All right, I did see The Jungle Book.
Oh, there you go. Actually, I was going to say, yeah, we went to see The Jungle Book.
Is there another one?
Beauty and the Beast.
Dumbo?
Sleeping Beauty.
I wanted to see Aladdin.
Dumbo wasn't Disney, though. Tim Burton did.
I'm probably
Dumbo.
Not going to watch Dumbo
under
because
Disney's
I didn't
name.
Like the original
really?
Dumbo.
No.
It's a Disney movie.
What?
Any others?
I got to
Google
that.
Did you say
that.
Sleeping Beauty?
No, I think the only beauty was Beauty and the Beast.
No, they did. Oh, I meant Cinderella, excuse me.
Did they do Cinderella?
Yeah, it's with the Stark kid.
Stark kid, that goes...
Rob Stark.
Really?
Yeah, he was Prince Charming.
Prince Charming.
And the girl from the Guernsey Potato Peel Pie Society. But you guys have probably not seen that movie.
The huh?
The Guernsey Potato Peel Pie Society. It's one of my favorite books.
There's always the classics of 101 Dalmatians, but it's a different story.
I don't...
It's also older.
It's not part of their new round of...
Yeah.
We're looking up Dumbo, right?
Yeah, you were. Look, Dumbo's even on this list. Yes, it was directed by Tim Burton previously, but...
But not by
and
Disney.
So was Alice in Wonderland.
Okay, I think
Alice in Wonderland.
Disney live act, literally the Wikipedia page, list of Disney live action remakes.
Keep
fine.
Dumbo.
Fine.
Okay, can you zoom in on that? I can't see. Please.
I'll move to your screen. Better?
Not really, because it's behind the other monitor
okay,
now.
The Jungle Book, 101 Dalmatians, Alice in Wonderland, Sleeping Beauty, Cinderella.
See, I wouldn't consider Alice in Wonderland.
I didn't see Christopher Robin either.
Oh, Christopher Robin was cute.
That actually, that one I'm kind of interested in.
Winnie the Pooh is so dumb and so cute. I think Mulan looks really cool, though. The trailers for Mulan.
I don't think I've seen them, but I probably will watch it anyways.
They won't have Mushu.
Until 2020. What?
What?
No Mushu.
They got rid of Mushu?
They got rid of Mushu.
I'm done.
They were going to do Mushu, though.
I'm out.
Hey, why'd they get rid of it?
Because it's not a real remake.
Mushu was the best
character. Oh, and they're doing Sword in the Stone?
Oh, that's cool.
That is.
That one's a good one.
That one's actually my favorite.
They're doing The Little Mermaid.
Pinocchio. Yeah. They had Pinocchio
the
before
sequel.
With JTT. Do you remember that one?
The what?
No.
Pinocchio with Jonathan Taylor Thomas?
No. I didn't really think
about
it.
You guys need to get cultured. And then they're doing Snow White. And they didn't cast me.
Oh, Hunchback, huh?
I could be Hunchback as well. That's why I need that.
Do you need the
Not
device?
By then.
Oh, man. Yeah, well, we'll talk about Lion King next time. I'm excited to see Mufasa die, because I need a good cry.
Glad you followed up with that.
I don't really want to see him die in HD.
HD realism. Slight realism. Not you back with the podcast.
I named the episode.
You may as well just call it Sarah.
Oh.
The Hunchback of Podcasts.
Or me. That would work too.
Done in 2 weeks.
For those of you with kyphosis, we apologize.
Is that what that is?
Yes.
Okay. What's
you're talking about the Hunchback of the Notre Dame. That's why I was like, hey, that's, you know, and then, oh, it just kind of worked out.
It's so sad.
You said it.
I know.
I just named it. We probably should wrap things up.
Should we?
Yes.
We're only at 15 minutes. Unless you have something else you need to put in here. I felt like there was something else I wanted to talk about. Oh, yeah, iOS 13.
I thought you did.
No, I only said one part of it.
Oh.
That's too much.
They got dark mode, finally. They also got swipe. Like, you can swipe on the keyboard.
Your text?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's built into iOS
built into
now.
The keyboard.
You don't have to download Google's anymore.
Not Emily will love that, because every time she uses my phone, she tries to do that and gets annoyed that she
it doesn't
can.
Work.
Oh, I instantly installed Google's
also,
so I could have swipe back.
You have iOS 12 still. Can you open up the Action Center? And then hold on the flashlight icon.
Okay.
And then, does it have any steps or anything, or is it just on? Oh, okay, so that is an iOS 12 thing. I just found out that was a thing.
What?
I'm getting blinded.
You call yourself
She's
a geek.
She's flashing you.
Flashing. Never mind. I was going to bring up a joke from work, but thought against it.
Yeah.
Work jokes are inappropriate for the podcast.
That's a bad sign. We need harassment training. Somebody get on that stat.
Oh,
it's
boy.
Only harassment if the person doesn't enjoy what you're saying to them.
I'm worried because HR listens to the podcast.
They'll be fine. They say worse things than we do.
Oh, okay. We're going to get talked to next week.
It's fine.
What are you talking about? You're going to get talked to, not me.
No.
Actually, you may not either.
It'll just be me. It's fine. It just won't be the first time.
Oh.
So somebody else I also found out, apparently, he graduated the same school in the year I did. I was like, what?
Talking Who about did? Oh, our...
HR. Yeah, I was like...
Okay, you were looking at me when you said that. I was like, what are you on?
Hey, Anthony,
he's
you
like,
graduated the same
kindergarten.
Year.
I was in
when
kindergarten.
When did you graduate high school?
Long time ago.
No,
let's
just
go with that. I'm not going to go into details.
Tell me when.
Afterwards.
2000.
Afterwards.
Really?
1935.
You're so ridiculous.
My grandpa wasn't. Well, my grandpa actually.
Famous last words.
Hail Satan.
I don't know anymore.
Nothing gets the best attention except for a good mess up.